and welcome to the Shannon and Sierra Show with our special guest, Aaron Cook.
Yay! Hello.
Why don't you tell us a little about yourself, Aaron?
Well, my name is Aaron Cook. I went to school at CalU, and I went for sports management. I know.
That's okay. All of my friends went to CalU.
See? That's great. The only thing we had out there was Walmart. That's where we hung out at, and it was really fun. But I also own my own company. It's called EKC Entertainment, and we do web design, graphics, and we also have our own studio.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, since this is our first show and no one knows what it's about, I better explain what our show's about. So today,
nah, it's okay. Don't just have them guess it.
So today, well, basically our show is like 20 questions, yep. Whatever, with TV shows, movies, or music. And today, the TV show that we're doing, Sierra has to get the intro up, but we're basically going to guess the plot and the, and like what the cast is like. And Aaron's going to tell us because she just loves it so much. And Sierra's going to just get it up and...
I'm only playing 10 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, folks, you guessed it. It's The Walking Dead.
No one could have guessed what the show was.
10 seconds.
Okay, it was more than, like, it was, like, 15.
I'm glad that you enhanced it by 5. Well, if you guessed, then you guessed right. It's The Walking Dead. All right. Erin's a true Walking Dead fan, and she's going to take us through the cast. Well, I'm going to say the cast, and we're going to guess what the cast is and what's it all about. And for people that have never seen The Walking Dead, you're getting up to date, and you can watch season 8 that's coming out when?
Sunday, 9 o'clock on
Sunday,
AMC.
Sunday.
I'll be right there with my popcorn and my zombie food.
I've actually seen the show, so it's more like Shannon's gonna guess. I'm just not up to date.
Well, you're guessing too then. Okay.
Well, I'll guess what happened, but I know who all the cast members are.
Okay. Okay, so our first cast member is Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Rick, whenever it comes in the name Rick, I think of this manly man. And we know that everyone knows that The Walking Dead is about zombies, so I feel like he just chops their heads off at any second, and just there he's like this macho man, and he's like the leader, and
so he's like the Hulk, but yes. With like zombies.
Yes, basically. So, am I right?
Do you want me to take it?
Yes and no. He's not as macho as you think he is.
Oh.
But he is macho.
Yeah.
Well, he tries to be.
He's like the leader of the pack.
See, I'm this is a great start. We had Pretty Little Liars last week, and it just wasn't good.
Guess what his previous job was?
Before like the zombies
yeah,
came.
Yeah, before the zombies came.
I would think he's like he works at an auto parts store.
No.
No?
Think of your stereotypical zombie movie.
He was in the army.
Close.
Yeah, it was close, but no. What, I mean, he was it like he had he did protect people.
A National Guard? I don't know.
No. He
a police officer.
Yeah. What kind of police officer?
What do you mean? What kind?
He was in power.
He was like the captain of the police office.
They're called
he was the sheriff.
They're called Sheriff Shannon.
Aaron just told me.
Aaron.
Always here to help.
All right, who's next?
All right, Daryl Dixon. I know, okay, my friend Grace loves The Walking Dead, and I've seen this guy in a poster, so doesn't he have like a bow and arrow?
He has a crossbow.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Like Katniss Everdeen, Daryl Dixon. He's fighting. It's the Hunger Games, but like it's renamed The Walking Dead. Yeah. And so Daryl Dixon, he's also like a tough guy. He has like a dark past. Mm-hmm. And now like the zombie apocalypse has like brought out his dark past. And it just, he's very emotionally driven to kill all the zombies.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and he's also really hot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, don't take this wrong. I do love Daryl, but he can be a baby.
Yeah. But he's so cute with his bow and arrow. When he gets emotional, you're just like, your heart just goes out to him. And all you want to do is just go like, no, it's okay. I'm here for you. Now go out and slay the zombies.
I'm really proud of myself because I have like never watched the show. These two first people I've gotten right. So, all right. Glenn Ree.
Okay. I you mispronounced it so bad I didn't know who you were talking about until Aaron.
Yeah. So
wait, is he? Why is he on the list?
Glenn. Yeah. Sadly,
for season 7, he was like, okay. I've heard stories. Like R.I.P. Glenn on Instagram. Yeah.
Thank goodness for Instagram.
Obviously, Glenn's dead.
Sadly.
And so I think this season, like season 7, he comes back as a zombie. And he just...
I don't think so. Like, I don't think so.
The White Walkers on Game of Thrones, I started watching Game of Thrones with Mom. And she, like the White Walkers, you know how like their past people will like... Glenn's a zombie, and Glenn's like, oh.
That is a great zombie impression. I've never watched the Game of Thrones.
Oh, you.
But my mother and my sister do.
We haven't either.
But the funny thing is, she got me into Sons of Anarchy. Like,
I never heard of that.
Oh my gosh, it's the greatest show ever. It's
over. Yeah. It's over now.
Oh. Well, yeah, I've started watching the last two episodes, so I know like the season finale. So am I right about Glenn?
No. What did you even say besides he's dead?
That he turned into a zombie like the White Walker.
No. He didn't turn into a zombie.
Glenn was a sweet guy. He was a pizza delivery guy before the apocalypse. And then he saved Rick. And then he like became this strong guy, got into a relationship. And then next thing you know, got killed because Daryl couldn't keep his mouth shut. But it's okay. I cried.
Wait, who killed him?
We can't say that. We can't tell you.
We're pretty much spoiling.
I read the cast list.
No. Okay. Well, he was killed by a bad man.
Is this bad man coming up?
Possibly.
He's on the list. I'll tell you that.
Okay. All right.
And he's also hot too.
Okay. Maggie with the same last name.
Yeah. Do you want to try to get a? Do you want to try to guess that?
Okay. I think like they're married. And like
they were.
They were?
Yeah, you say they are married. They were.
Oh, I'm sorry. R.I.P. Glenn.
Instagram.
I think, yeah, like they were married. They were like, since you said Glenn's like a sweet guy, they were like happily married and their life was great before the apocalypse of the zombies. And they were just, yeah, they were having this great life and Maggie was like, they're too sweet. Couple and they, yeah, just all together, and they had this house. Maybe some had some kids, and they were just all around like it was like the Brady Bunch.
Okay. The zombie apocalypse theme. Yeah. Okay.
Is that your guess?
Yes, that's my guess.
You're wrong. Oh. They meant after the zombie apocalypse.
Oh.
On her farm.
And she was not nice.
At first, she was rude to him, and then she grew to love him, and then found out during the apocalypse that she was pregnant with his child. But we find out if she has her in season 8.
Season 8 on Sunday.
Wait, I'm so excited.
Wait, so they like hated each other, but like
look, whatever happens in a gas station stays in a gas station.
Agreed.
Oh no.
And then they decided that they love each other after that.
Yep. And now she's super strong, and you'll see.
Oh yeah. And she's pregnant.
Yeah. She's fierce.
A super strong pregnant.
Well, yes. Well, the thing is that she's like, I have to avenge Glenn, and then now I have this kid that will live on for Glenn.
Dun, 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 dun.
Is it going to be like Glenn Jr.? That would be funny.
Oh, I hope not. That's great.
And Michonne?
Michonne.
I feel like she's like a fierce person too.
Yes.
And she's like fierce and like she has like the sword or something. And like,
yeah, she has a sword.
And she's like, they're all like, her, Rick, and Daryl are like this, they're like together, not, no, like, like they're, well,
they,
like,
they haven't, Walking Dead has not touched on that ever.
They're like this team, I mean, like superheroes, and like they're fighting against the zombies, and they're doing so much. And
she has a relationship with someone. Who do you think it is?
Did I read the person's name?
Yes.
Then Daryl.
No.
then Rick.
Yes. Yeah.
I was gonna say, cause like, who else? So are they married? Are they together? No.
They just have nights together.
Oh.
They're like the power couple, like Jay-Z and Beyonce power couple of the zombie apocalypse.
I would tell you now, Daryl doesn't have like a romantic relationship.
No.
They try. They like, people want things to happen, but they haven't.
So like, they met after the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. Rick had a wife who cheated on him because she thought he was dead. And then she died.
By his best friend. The plot thickens.
Oh my god. Do we say that his best friend yet or
no? Oh no, his best friend dead.
Yeah.
He's long gone.
I like how these people are so far dying from other people and not zombies. The whole show is like, zombies. Okay. C-A-R-L Grips.
I have to say it in his voice. Carl!
I thought that was Carl. No, I was thinking of Carol.
Two different characters.
Carl Grimms.
Who do you think that is? Go for it.
Carl Grimms. He's messed up by this apocalypse. He just doesn't know what to do. So now he's just running from town to town, just trying to find his way. Trying to, like, get out of whatever this is, and trying to find some safe haven.
Yeah. What's his relation to Rick?
Brothers. I didn't even realize they had the same last name. Are they brothers?
No.
They're not. Is that his dad?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. Carl is the son. Carl is the son.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think I've heard of Carl.
You're partially right. He was way innocent when he was little, and then...
Now.
And then he's messed up now.
He has one eye now.
Aww.
But he's awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's growing up to be a man.
Yeah. Learning
but
from
I don't,
his dad.
Though I don't like the girl he likes.
No.
How did he lose his eye?
They were remember. Like getting through this horde of zombies, and a gun got fired off and it hit him.
I'm surprised it didn't like kill him.
No, it saved him. Yay. Carl lives on.
Oh, this is Carol. Pelletier.
Sure.
Yes. Carol, she's like the stay-at-home mom.
Good one.
She just doesn't, she's like in ruins over this. She's just like, oh no, well, I can't really defend myself. So now she's just with like, Rick and Daryl and Michonne. What was her name?
Michonne.
Michonne. And she's like,
show me.
She like hides behind them, and she's like, oh yeah, can you like, I'll be part of your group, but I'm not really gonna do anything. And it's like,
You're right for the first couple seasons, and then she changes.
What yeah. does she become?
Oh, she becomes. Yeah. Oh yeah. She becomes like the person that kicks butt.
Oh, she's like, another kick butter.
Yeah, but she's slowly down spiraling.
Like, I call her the assassin because, like, she just comes out of nowhere after, what, season five or something like that.
Look at the flowers, Lily. Yeah.
Like, she's just not one to mess with. Like, I love Carol and her cookies. Like, she serves people cookies.
She was a mom. She was in a very abusive relationship with her husband. And then, her and Daryl are very close.
Yes.
Like super.
People want them to have a relationship, but they have not had one.
Yeah. So they're just like super close friends.
Yes. they like really care for each other.
Very protective.
All right. The next
good job.
I know I'm doing great on this. Last week it was like he's a, she's a.
Oh, well, the thing is that one of the characters was a girl. We both thought it was a guy.
Yeah. You ever watch Pretty Little Liars?
Oh my goodness, I love Pretty. I have.
We
all
thought
the
Spence
seasons.
Was a guy.
I didn't see that coming. Just saying.
Yeah, Katie was like, no guys, you got like all of them wrong.
Yeah, but well, the thing is that she was very subtle about it, so we never knew we were wrong until she started explaining, and we're like, oh.
Got it, yeah.
And all right, Sergeant Abraham Ford.
Funny story. He came to Comic-Con. Well, it's not funny. It's
did
pretty
you meet
awesome.
Him?
I did.
Oh my gosh.
I got a picture with him. I got to have a silly face with him. And his hair is amazing.
I forget who that is.
He's the sergeant. Oh, he died too. This is sad.
Reliving.
But he came to Comic-Con and we did get pictures. And it's on my wall at work. And then it's on my wall at home. And I just stare at it. He was great. He came and so did Eugene.
Oh, wait. Is Abraham the redhead?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I remember him.
Yeah. He's so, the one that got killed. Again. Sad.
So before he got killed, I think Sergeant Abraham.
I gave it away.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It still didn't reveal anything to her.
So I think Sergeant Abraham, like, so like you would think they would have to do like a commune thing for whenever the apocalypse like started. I think he tried to like take charge, but then Rick was like, "No, I'm taking charge. I got this. Leave me alone." Because like sergeant's in his name, so either. Was he part of, like, the military?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. I can't remember half the things.
You said, I know the cast.
No, I said I know who's on the list. I didn't say if I remember them.
So, no worries. That's why I'm here. I got you guys.
Like, I know the last one very well.
So, am I right?
Yes.
So, oh my gosh, I'm, like, doing great. This is, like, the best, like, I should just go on a game show for Walking Dead.
Wait, didn't he have a relationship with Carol? No.
Someone did.
He had Rosita. A relationship with.
Rosita.
Ooh, Rosita is coming up.
And then later with Sasha. Yeah.
Sasha's right here.
Oh.
It's okay.
Morgan Jones.
Oh, I know who that is.
So she was like the schoolgirl. And then.
He's a guy.
Oh. This is exactly what happened to Pretty Little Liars.
We should have just let her go on with it. We should have just let her go on with it.
So,
Who's Morgan? Tell me who Morgan is.
I feel like they already.
He's a guy.
Yeah, Morgan's a guy. Morgan's like the old dude. Morgan's like, man, been on this earth way too long. Just can't take it anymore. And then he also dies. I know this. He also dies this season. This is a joke. I don't know what happens in season 7. Yeah, he like commits suicide because he's like, I'm old. I don't like this. I don't like it anymore. He's like, I don't want to run. These are supposed to be the golden years.
You want everybody to die in the zombie apocalypse.
Well, that's basically what it is. And like, if you die, you become a zombie anyway. So
like a White Walker. So am I right about Morgan?
No.
Oh, well.
But he is an older guy. He found Rick. He helped him. And then they split, and then he lost his son, and then he did lose his mind for a little bit.
This is the first season when they first meet. Yeah. You haven't seen him since the first season.
Wow, so we know he's back.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Rick was so shocked. He's like, oh, my gosh.
Dun, dun.
He's really cool. I like him.
Especially him with his stick. He doesn't use a gun. He uses his stick. Only, I think, the last episode he, like, used a gun, but...
How's this stick gonna help you in a zombie?
Oh, you need to see him. Yeah. He does very well.
He just whiffs it.
He uses it like a staff. He like, you know.
Like, how sharp of a stick it? Like, it's definitely not a twig.
He,
No. Just imagine a really
like a
strong
stick.
Cane on steroids. Just, I don't know how to explain it.
It's like a steel beam.
Yeah.
It's like a steel beam. He tries to help Carol be better.
Yes.
But Carol's like, no, man.
So he's like the therapist for Carol.
He's kind of like the therapist for everybody.
He tries to talk sense into people.
Was that his job before?
They never discuss it.
Oh, because
we just know that he was a family man who just lost all his family.
Yeah.
Aww.
And he's trying, and he went to try to find Rick.
I should have known that it was a boy because it's Lenny James as Morgan Jones. So. I just totally overlooked the name. So,
well, I mean, Lenny could be a girl's name.
How many girls do you know that are named Lenny?
I don't know anybody named Lenny.
I know a person named Lenny. In Florida, I stayed at his house. And, like, Lenny Lawn Service was on the fridge. So if you need lawn service, well, it's in Florida. But who's next? Sasha Williams.
Sasha.
Oh, Sasha was awesome.
Was. Obviously. Was. Well, actually, I have a guy friend named Sasha, so you never know. So, I'm just guessing this is a girl.
Yes.
Okay. And, yeah. So, so Sasha, she was the young one. And, like, she was traumatized by this. And, like, I think that's the girl who has a relationship. Who's the kid? Carl. She has a relationship with Carl.
Oh, my.
Did you forget our earlier conversation?
Oh, my.
You didn't tell me the girl's name.
Yeah, we did. No. Dory and Abraham. Wait,
is it Rosetta?
Rosita. But
Rosita
I think
Carl.
No.
Oh, well. I'm just been busy.
No. Abraham was with Rosita and Sasha. Abraham, the general.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Sasha was way older.
Oh, okay. I got Sasha super wrong. So I'm thinking she's like 40.
I think
they don't really know their age,
but she met up with Rick and them when they were in the prison. And then they carried on together. She had a brother. And then her brother kind of lost it in a house and got eaten by zombies. And she kind of lost her mind for a little bit. And then she found a relationship. And, of course, love in a zombie apocalypse is the most amazing thing, I guess.
Judith is the miracle.
Yes, Judith the baby is a miracle. I don't think she's on the list.
No, I'm kind of surprised she isn't.
Who's the Judith baby?
Judith is Rick's daughter.
Oh.
She was what killed. Was it Lori?
Yeah.
I always mispronounce her name.
Rick and Lori were together, but Shane, his best friend, said that he was dead. So technically it's Shane's baby, but Rick is being the man and stepping in.
Well, yeah, you don't want to leave a poor baby to the zombies, now would you?
Oh, you're so cute, go defend yourself now.
You got this. I believe in you.
Use that rattle for good.
And I think that what's really nice is that the whole Rick crew actually all takes care of Judith. Yeah. Not just Rick and Carl, everyone takes care of Judith.
That's so nice. Banding together as a new family during the apocalypse. All right, the next one is Tara Chandler. Not Chandler, Chandler.
Chandler, we're doing Friends now?
I know too much about Friends.
I do too.
Tara, she was the preppy girl in high school, and now she has nothing, and she's just stuck with everyone, and she can't believe this, and she wants the zombies to be like this to be over, and she can't believe that it's not over yet. Oh my god! And
why do I feel like that would be you in a zombie apocalypse?
I would try to help, but I wouldn't be able to.
Just be like, can the zombie apocalypse just end today? Of all days, this is the worst day ever.
I have plans tomorrow. Yeah, that's who Tara is.
Tara started out with family and then, of course, lost them during the apocalypse.
This is a super sad show.
I told you.
It's kind of like Game of Thrones where everyone dies.
Yeah.
But the thing is that...
John didn't die.
Well, the thing is that they try to keep the main characters alive because fans would actually riot.
Well, wasn't Glenn a main character? He's right up
there. Oh, yeah. You don't realize how many people were angry.
I literally cried.
That's why I saw, Game of Thrones, they don't care. But, yeah, I was like, man, people are upset about this Glenn guy. Is he all right?
Because he was a great... I mean, all of them were good characters, but it was just something about Glenn that everybody just loved.
Well, it's because when we very first met him, he's like, get in the... Yeah. You in the tank.
I actually have a Glenn shirt, and it says, RIP Glenn. And I should put on her Instagram, told me.
You should have brought it today. You should have wore it to work, and my mom would be like, yeah. Aaron, are you that committed to this?
I had a Daryl shirt that says, if Daryl dies, we riot.
See? It's a good one. I would, too. I'll be sad again.
Wait, oh, yeah. So,
okay. They explain who Tara is.
I was like, wait, did I just miss who Tara was?
Yeah. We just, her family died. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Tara. But was she like the preppy girl?
No. Oh. No. She was like a tomboy. She's more tomboyish, but she's starting to become a good character.
Myself, what I thought of Tara is what I am during the zombie apocalypse. All right. The next one is Dr. Eugene Porter.
Ah, Eugene.
He has a not a mohawk, it's a
mullet. He has a mullet.
Yeah.
Are we back in the 80s? isn't this like present time, this like show?
Yeah.
Why does he have a mullet?
He thinks it's cool. he is not a social person.
No.
I think this is the first time he's ever had to interact with people.
It's come down to the zombie apocalypse.
For me to get out and talk to people.
But he's like I don't know. Like, I take it like he's a scientist kind of guy.
He's incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Well, he tries to be. So anyway.
I was about to ask, like, is he like a pediatrician? But if you're saying scientist, that's a whole nother kind of doctor.
But he's smart. Like, he built a bullet. In a zombie apocalypse. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's definitely a scientist.
I really wouldn't be Nerds. That smart in a zombie apocalypse build my own bullet. But.
Yeah, but that's what.
I need to get myself a Eugene.
Everyone needs a Eugene.
No.
I was like,
no, he's still alive.
Okay. Rosita Espinino. I feel like
you know what? Just stop trying to do the last names from now on. Everyone knows everyone by their first name.
I feel like remember there's this play going on it, and it's Evita, and it's
Evita. Evita.
I feel like she would be on. She's like this strong woman who. What's it about? Like
I don't know. I just auditioned for it.
That is good.
My mom told me about it, and it's like how this woman like is like the leader of like Cuba or something, and. Andrew Weberman, whatever. So this is that's who Rosetta is. Rosetti. What?
Rosetta.
Whatever her name is.
Rosie.
And that's who I think she is.
She kind of comes from like a background of like I don't know how to explain it, but she knows a lot. She's very smart when it comes to bombs. We found that out real quick, and she learned a lot from like ex boyfriends.
Didn't she have a relationship with a girl?
She had a relationship with Abraham.
Who's the one that had a relationship with the girl?
Tara. Oh.
Yeah. I'm confusing everybody.
It's all good. I'm here.
This is why Aaron came.
No, because I think her girlfriend's death was like so sad.
Yeah.
She went to Sergeant Abraham Ford.
Oh, Tara.
No.
Rosita. Rosita had a relationship with Abraham.
Yeah. That's
I was talking about Tara. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'm trying to do stuff over here. So, yeah. Wait. So Rosetta, whatever her name is.
Rosita.
Isn't she Spanish?
Yes.
And did I say what I thought she was?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You said she was like Evita, who was like in charge of everybody.
Yeah. Is she?
No, but she's like, she knows how about bombs and guns and. Things that are like really needed in the zombie apocalypse.
She stands for what she believes in.
Yeah.
Huh. Like a leader.
She follows Rick.
Yeah.
She follows. Oh. She's a like a very like reliable ally.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought this was a girl for the, like, I kept looking at it. I was like, this is a girl. This is a girl. And oh. then I looked at it, and it's played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. It's Negan.
Negan.
Like, Megan with an N.
Negan. Yay.
I think he's, like, the psychopath.
You would be right.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the villain.
He's the villain?
Yeah.
Like, he's with the zombies, you mean?
No. Like. In the zombie apocalypse, they're not just fighting zombies, but they're fighting other groups. And Negan is like a really evil one, but he has a bat named Lucille, which makes him even hotter.
Like, he has a pet bat?
No, like a baseball bat. Oh. And it has barbed wires on it. That would be interesting in a zombie apocalypse, a bat like on your shoulder.
Yeah, instead of a parrot, it's a bat.
He's definitely a villain.
you would think, like, in a zombie apocalypse, like, the human race would bond together, but I guess not. I like how Negan doesn't even have a last name that I can mispronounce.
Well, the thing is that,
That's probably why.
That, and also, no. Negan is not just Negan.
Yeah.
Is it, like, multiple personalities?
It is a group.
Yeah.
They call themselves Negan.
Yeah.
They don't have actual names or anything. They're just like, who are you? I am Negan. But then, like, I just killed a Negan last week. Yeah.
So it's like a cult.
Yeah.
Basically. It's like one guy, but if you join his cult, you are Negan. Like, you're not Shannon. You are Negan.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, he's a little scary.
All right. Do you want to guess who he killed?
Oh, this is... Okay. I think he killed Glenn.
How?
With his bat.
Yes.
Do you want to try to guess how he did it with his bat?
There's a certain, like, he just went over the head. Right?
Did he do it in front of people or in the shadows?
Definitely in front of people because he's Negan and apparently he's insane.
Good job.
Yeah, Negan captured Rick's crew and they had him all tied up and he was like, who am I gonna hit? And whoever keeps talking, I'm gonna kill somebody. And, you know, Daryl, he doesn't listen to orders.
But Glenn died.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he did it, because he knew that Daryl would hate himself for the rest of his life because of it.
Aw.
He's that, like, emotional evil.
Okay, do you want to talk about any other cast members?
Any other cast members?
Yes.
Like, who's, like, important
yes.
that they have not on the list?
Oh, man. Well, you pretty much covered everybody. Rick's, like, the main person. Negan right now is the main person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Negan, does he still have Rick under his thumb?
Well, that's the cool part about the end of season 7. He doesn't. Rick actually got a band of his groups together, and now it's going to war. So when we enter into season 8, it's all out war between him and the Saviors.
Yeah, for the longest time, to ensure that Negan wouldn't kill anybody else, he had Rick become like his little slave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Negan would like come in no matter what day, and he'd just be like, hey, I want your stuff. And they're like, but we need our stuff. And like, I don't care. Give me your stuff or I'm going to kill somebody else.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we're going to take a short music break. Well, break with some fantastic music. And we'll be right back after the music. I didn't mean to do that.
Shannon can't handle her phone.
I'm just trying here. Just trying to be.
This is why you created a playlist.
There we go. We're good.
That's funny.
Don't you mute our thing? Come to find you for in some velvet morning. He is too late. She's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy. Cause here is where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself. All welcome back from that amazing music break. Now that we've went through the class, now we're just going to go through the plot and how the questions that we have for this season and the next, well, really don't know what's going to happen the next season, but like, you know, like foreshadowing and all that stuff. So, I feel like I've got the plot down. I feel like they banded together and it's Rick, Daryl, well, Maggie now, Carl, Michonne. Carol's like in the background. No, you're right. I am?
She's in the background.
Okay, so, and then, like, Sergeant Abraham Forum has his, like, own
He's
group.
Dead!
Oops. I should have taken notes while we were... Wait, Morgan Jones isn't dead, right?
No.
Okay. Morgan's still alive.
Okay. But they're, like, wanderers. Morgan Jones. Sasha's not dead, right?
Sasha's dead, no.
Oh. Morgan, Tara, Eugene... And Rosetti are, like, they had their own group of people. They're like, their own group. They're, like, outsiders, but they're not. And then we know what Negan is because we already explained that. And I think they're just trying to fight the zombies. And, like, but there's also other conflicts because, you know, like, living in, like, a commune situation never works out for a regular person unless you're a hippie, which none of these people sound like hippies to me. And this is season 7, so, like, tensions are getting tight. And,
I guess the only hippie would be Jesus.
There is a guy named Jesus in there.
Don't have him in here.
It's okay. He's not really that important. You're partially right. There's no separate groups besides Rick's group and Negan's group. Oh. Everyone's either together or are on the opposing team.
Okay. Negan sounds terrifying.
Oh, he is. I think he's my favorite so far.
He is. Especially like his sayings, little pig, let me in. That was my ringtone for like ever.
What if it's like in an inappropriate situation and they're like.
It did actually. I was at the doctor's office and it went off.
They're like, oh no, this is where it's The Walking Dead.
I was like, I'm so sorry. As the nurse is giving me a shot, she's like, I know where that's from. I was like, please take the needle off of me now.
Okay, so what are we talking about now? Foreshadowing? What we hope would happen or whatever?
Well, I have some questions that I came up with.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. So, like, as a person that never watched this, like, what started the zombie invasion?
Everybody thinks it's, like a virus that spreads because they say that it's already in the humans. Once they die, that's how they come back as zombies. So it's already in.
So like everyone that died is like, even died before it.
For the longest time, they were trying to find a cure. And then they're like, by the way, there's no cure. And if you were to die, no matter how you die, you're going to become a zombie anyway. Mm-hmm.
There must be something, like, up with, I think, now that you said that, I feel like there's something up with, like, the ground, because most people are buried in the ground, so there's some kind of soil in there.
I'm sure it was in the water. I'm sure there's, like, no, because, you know, they had, during the farm, they had the zombies dead in the well water.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't drink it.
Glenn found that out.
Stop. And, what year did it start then?
It's been years because Carl's grew up. His car grew up. And so is Judas. Judas is no longer a baby. She's like a toddler now.
That's like 3 years.
Well, it's been more than 3 years because Carl's like a teenager now.
Oh.
And he was like what? Like he was a little boy.
When he first started the show, he was like 10 years old or something like that.
He did not look 10.
I know.
He looked like he was like 8 or 7.
We were like, he's 10. I was like, okay.
The baby face syndrome.
Oh, he still has it. don't think that. And Rick has gone through, like, having a no beard to beard to no beard to beard to have no beard.
How do you shave your beard in a zombie apocalypse?
There's still razors.
Okay, is there any particular way that you need to, like, kill a zombie?
In the head.
Yes.
It has to be in the head, not the heart?
No. That's a vampire.
they don't have no heart, Shannon.
They don't?
Yeah, not even a non-beating heart. They have no heart. They're just dead.
So they're the Tin Man.
Yes.
The Tin Man's a zombie.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory confirmed.
That's great.
And,
when you first meet, oh my gosh, I'm going to mispronounce her name now because of Shannon. Shalom.
Michonne.
When you first meet her, she has two zombies that have their jaws removed.
Which I met at Comic-Con last month.
Say this again. She met two zombies?
No. When we first meet her, she had two zombies on a chain, on two different chains, with their jaws off, like dogs.
To kind of protect her from the other zombies.
Because they thought she was a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And one of them was her husband, and I think her husband's brother or her brother, one of those. It was close family members.
They were both zombies.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, okay. You're going to think I'm talking about a vampire again, but we like zombies. Do they like bite your neck and then you're a zombie?
They could bite any part of you and you turn into a zombie.
There's no like vent. Like there's no like
specific area.
No.
They literally can bite anywhere, mm-hmm. and you're just done.
No cure.
No. If you are like bitten by a zombie, you have like what, 3 days?
I guess like zombie wise, like it varies.
What if you chop off your arm?
You can. You'll be able to survive that way, but like. You might die from it because there's no, like, active, like, medical people.
I was going to say, go to Dr. Eugene Porter.
He doesn't
care. He's a scientist.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of doctor.
I mean, they did it for one cast member, Herschel. Like, he got bit and Rick cut his leg off. And then he got killed by the governor. But that's a whole different...
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're not getting into it.
For Christmas, I'm going to give you the whole season of The Walking Dead for you.
Okay. So, like, where is this based out of?
Atlanta?
That's where they start, yeah.
And now they're...
They're somewhere. Alexandria.
Oh, I'm really thinking, like, where are they now?
Because, like...
Well, they've been walking forever, so...
So, the whole United States is affected.
Yeah. The whole entire world is. Because they do an off series too with The Walking Dead, and they're like not. I think they're on an island, right? And they're zombies.
Yeah. Fear of the Walking Dead. I think it started in Mexico and then it went across. Well, it went to LA and then they ended up in Mexico. Basically, the whole world is just the zombies.
Yeah.
Just a zombie.
The whole entire world is just dead.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
Oh, I bet China's worse. I bet China is like just dead.
Resident Evil, thank you.
Say they killed like all the humans and now they're just zombies. What do?
They just
like
go, rot. They just walk around.
Well, yeah, they'll still keep looking because they also eat animals.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they also eat animals. They look for anything alive and they'll just eat it.
So now they're just taking away the, trying to eat anything on, like, the earth.
Anything that has a pulse, they'll eat it.
But what happens whenever all, like, everything's gone?
They'll still search for it, because they don't understand there's no more food.
Yeah, like, but if they have no food, then the zombies will die. So, what if they
Will
go?
They, though? Will they die, though? We don't know, because they never tried that experiment.
I just gave Walking Dead a new side to it.
The zombie side after everything's gone.
The zombies are just walking. They just, because if you think
isn't
about
that,
it.
Isn't that Warm Bodies?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love that movie. Yeah. Because if you hide out long enough, they won't find you.
Oh, no. They'll find you.
Antarctica too? Because that's where exactly where I would go.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's like expeditions there, so I'm sure the disease spread there.
Because
can you survive in Antarctica?
You could. There's a population of 67 there. I looked it up one day. They probably grew or decreased because who would want to live in Antarctica? Don't even know. I don't think they have a government. It's just like freelancing.
Well, the people I think that live there are like for science expeditions, right? Or global expeditions. Okay, what's your other question?
Like, are these like the only humans left, or like the people?
Oh no, there's a lot more humans, but these are the people they come across. Yeah, they came across.
There's like an island just full of women because Negan killed their men. Like, you start to meet a whole lot of groups.
Oh yeah, there's so many groups. You just people like groups that like to stay hidden because they're afraid other groups will try and kill them.
Negan.
Yeah, Negan's their biggest fear right now, but but I think you should be wary of humans no matter what. I mean, I know it's bad, but like that's the one thing, like people are like, oh yeah, the zombies are bad, but people are worse.
Because okay, like what's Negan's goal?
He wants to own everything.
He wants to be like the top person.
He wants to be a dictator.
Okay, so communism. All right.
No, because he's not willing to share at all. He does not believe in sharing his caring unless you're sharing it with him.
That makes sense. Too funny.
Do you have any other questions?
Oh, I'm good. You're the one that doesn't really know. I'm kind of caught up.
Let me think. Do you have anything else to say while I think of any questions?
I don't like whenever I watch Walking Dead, because I'm such a deadhead. I love all zombie movies and TV shows. I always try to think, like, if it ever happened, what would I do? And yeah. My mother goes, well, I know I'm going to stick with you because I don't watch any of it. So I know you'll protect me. I was like, okay. But it's like, I would make sure the house is stocked and protected.
I would die. I would just full out die.
Zombies move slow, so.
Well, do they?
Because, like, in some movies, they have them moving super fast. And like, I'm like, how do you run track? You're a zombie. Like, chill out.
Yeah, there's, like, in some TV shows or movies, they have, like, different types of zombies. Like, you have the walkers, and then you have the runners, or you have the crawlers.
Crawling would be, like.
Well, they have some crawlers, but that's only because they have no legs. Yeah. They're, like.
Oh, my gosh. You just step on his head and then he's done.
Like, well, I know you'll survive.
I'm surviving.
I don't think we really will know if we can survive this unless it actually happens.
Hopefully it doesn't happen. It's not the best case scenario.
Like, tip number one, have a lot of gas in your car. Tip number two, stock your house.
Tip number three, never trust anybody.
Well, what happens whenever your gas runs out? And then they're like,
you're dead.
I would like try to take over a gas station and protect it.
Aaron's this is mine.
Yeah. Aaron's the Negan of the gas station.
She owns all the chain gas stations.
Dug a hole under the ground so I could get from this gas into this one.
Gas is my priority. Like, you have all the junk food. And, like, you're like, oh, no, I have to restock. And, like, these zombies are, like, outside. And you're like, gosh darn it, now I have to starve.
Just go to the basement, dig down a hole, and just walk over to the next Sunoco. She's like, oh, great. I'm taken care of.
But my gas station is, like, 5 miles away, so you might be having a problem.
You better start digging now.
Start digging now.
Plastic spoon, and you're just...
We should be good now.
We're not in prison for you to have a plastic spoon. You can have an actual shovel.
Where will you get a shovel at a gas station?
Go to your hardware store before the zombie apocalypse happens and buy a shovel.
Right when it comes across the TV screen, go like, hey, mom, gotta go to the warehouse and go get some stuff.
Get a nail gun.
I don't think it's going to be like Hurricane Harvey or Irma. I think it's going to be like...
Dude, you know the zombie apocalypse happens when everything just stops.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know something's wrong.
Or and like you start hearing screams. Just
Well,
just hide out.
Either that
I will not look out the window. I will not open the door. I'll just hear screams go like, well, lock the doors up.
Well, if you're in your car, you have to look.
No. Just drive everywhere. Just drive going. Over everybody.
That's what a rear view mirror is. Gotta look. Okay.
I can see Aaron just running over zombies.
Well, glad I got good tires.
So glad I got this four-wheel drive.
Well, she had a bigger car, and now she has a smaller car, so she might...
When a zombie apocalypse happens, Shannon, I will upgrade.
You'll take an SUV, yeah. And you're going.
Yep.
Like, all I think about for the zombie apocalypse is that you can, like, do anything you want as long as you make sure you're protected. Yeah. Like, you can, like, get a new car.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, I always wanted a BMW. Thank you.
In this movie, the World War Z, like, they people
love that movie.
People were just like getting TVs, and I'm like, you're stupid. Like, it's World War Z.
I would go steal people's Oscars.
I earn these. So Zombieland, that would be you. Go to Bill Murray's house.
Kill him because he thinks he's a real zombie.
So you out of okay, you're trying. Okay, you're in a. Zombies mm-hmm. are around the. And you're thinking Oscars. You're going.
Dude, I am here for movies.
Instead of Twinkie, she's going for the Oscars.
I would get my car that I want, and I would get all the Oscars and be like, I'm on the red carpet. And then get killed by all the zombies.
And the zombies are like,
I'll have them all dressed up as in suits and dress.
You're dressing up the zombies now.
Oh yeah, if they take off their jaws, it'd be okay.
It's like, hey, buddy, you'll shoot him like with a gun in the jaw, so they can't like really bite you.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, buddy, here, put this tuxedo on. You're like,
I'm having my own Oscars.
And you're like interviewing him, and you're like, how's your day?
I love it.
You have to entertain yourself because like. The only other anything you can do is talk to people, and people are scary.
Especially if you, like, board yourself into a house. You better have some very nice imaginary friends, because...
You'll go insane.
Yeah.
Like, I would think it's either you get eaten by zombies, or you go insane. Or you go to the Oscars with zombies.
The only reason you go insane is if you play Monopoly nonstop.
Which I have the Walking Dead Monopoly. I do.
Throw the Monopoly outside the door.
There's zombies. No more plans. It's so great.
I've actually never played Monopoly.
What?
You just blew my mind.
It's like the worst game known to man, but we still play it.
It's the longest game of life.
I like Stratego and Pictionary. So. I like strategy games.
Strategy.
That's why I watch Big Brother.
So for you, I'm going to get you the Walking Dead series and Monopoly. And we're all going to come up here and play Monopoly.
My mom's going to be like, but you don't even like the Walking Dead. Why did Aaron get this for you? And it's like, I don't know, Mom.
I'm like, hey, we might need like 5 hours of radio time. For what? We're playing Monopoly.
Whenever I have free
Walking
time.
Walking Dead edition.
Whenever I have free time here, I'll just pull out Monopoly. And everyone will be like, oh my gosh, we have to play Monopoly again.
This is why you'll be shoved out into the zombie world. Is because you play nothing but Monopoly. And they're like, let's play another game. No, Monopoly.
And they throw you for
yourself. Fend for yourself with your Monopoly.
See, now we know what you're going to do with a zombie apocalypse. Play Monopoly.
I'm going to learn how to play Monopoly and then hate it.
Yeah.
And, that sounds like I'm looking forward to the zombie apocalypse. Honestly. definitely don't want it to happen.
That's what my birthday cake is actually this year. It's going to be a zombie cake. I'm so ecstatic. Nice.
That sounds really cool.
I have zombies going to crawl on my cake. Yes. And it's going to say happy birthday, you're 4. 3 and 1.
It was my brother's birthday yesterday, so.
See? Happy birthday.
In zombies.
In zombies.
We don't have a
age. Is not a number.
No.
Age is not existent.
Oh, yeah. In season 1, there is a little girl zombie.
There is.
Really?
And she's carrying a bunny. Doesn't last too long, but she's there.
Well, that's the sign that said, hey, zombies not only affect adults, it also can get kids, too. And it's terrifying.
I would think so. Like, I don't like gory stuff, so.
We should have picked The Big Bang. Maybe I won't get you the season.
I've actually watched The Big Bang before, so it's just, like, I've only watched, like episodes. I haven't really gotten into it. I like Bob's Burgers and Big Bang.
I watch Bob's Burgers. I have that, too. See, guys, invite me again. I will talk shows all day.
Well, the thing is that we have to do shows that we don't know.
Okay. I can think of a few that you wouldn't know.
We could actually do, like upcoming seasons, too. Like, predictions. I just come up with an idea next week.
No.
Next week, predictions.
I refuse. My name's in the show, too.
She's like, I have say.
I am the Sierra of the Shannon and Sierra show.
Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I thought we were doing predictions.
Oh, for next season?
Yeah.
All right. So, predictions. Everyone dies.
That is great.
I think a main character is going to die. I think another
one is.
They're
going to go Game of Thrones.
I feel like there is. I'm just hoping it's not Daryl, Rick, Michonne. Okay, the whole cast. I don't want you to die.
Please don't die.
The only thing that, like, I know it sucks when main characters die, but I think it makes it more real.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to die, because it's like, this can happen in real life. Main characters can die.
Yeah. I guess that would be kind of predictable if you keep having the same characters over and over again.
Sad.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a main character is going to die. I don't know who yet, but I think someone is.
Yeah.
Because they tested it out with Glenn.
R.I.P. Glenn Instagram.
Well, they tested it out with Glenn, and they're like, okay. This is our segue.
Honestly, I think they're going to do, like, a Jon Snow thing. Just from, like, hearing this season, I feel like they're going to be, like...
I think they might kill everyone, but maybe Carl and Judith.
To start it up. Carl! Oh, my gosh. You got to hear his voice. Carl!
Or Carl's the one that's going to die.
Oh. Well,
what happened? Well, why... Like, if everyone dies, then this is, like, the show's over, except for, like... Those two.
Well, you have to end the show anyway.
It can't be over. I want to be 80. Not... the like show keep going on.
This is like not Supernatural.
Yeah. That was a good show, too.
We can't. It's still going on.
Oh, I stopped after a while.
They're just doing the same plot.
Oh.
Because they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to kill off the characters. But wait, we can bring them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was like, Jon Snow's not dead. Jon Snow's not dead. Jon Snow's not dead. I feel like that's going to be Rick.
I really need to watch this Game of Thrones.
And this is not awful, but I kind of want Rick to die.
How dare you?
If you think about it, because he's like, he always been the leader. What would happen to the rest of the people if he were to die?
That's a good one.
This is true.
Because how would they?
Who will the leader
they,
be?
Yeah.
Will Megan be the leader?
Stay tuned, Sunday.
that'd be a really cool twist if they kill off Rick, but Negan still lives.
I know.
Because then they'd be like, are you going to have another revolution or like revolt?
Yes.
Oh, I think Carl will try to be the leader.
He'll
if
step
Rick
in.
I mean, he would, I think he would fail at first, but I think Carl would try to step up.
Carl's the kid, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Woo!
I'm learning.
Cause no offense to Daryl, I don't think Daryl would do it.
No.
Wouldn't do it.
He's gonna come
Carol's
marry
in
me.
The background.
Hello, Daryl.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that like Carol disappeared for a while, and then we finally caught up with her.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on our show today, Erin. I hope everyone that was listening had a great time listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yay. Do we end on time?